Hello, I'm Major Adrian Allman.
And I'm Captain Claire Allman.
Welcome to the Birmingham Citadel Salvation Army podcast series. Birmingham Citadel is a Christian church located in Birmingham city centre, here in the UK. Each episode is a live recording of the Bible message shared during the Sunday worship service.
It's good to have you share with us, and as you listen now, we pray that God will speak to you. May you know God's abundant blessing today. I found a little clip when I was looking about Father's Day and such. I found a little clip on YouTube that's called 17 Incredible Moments When Dad Saved the Day. But what, in many ways, those dads were kind of like superheroes, or they were stupid, some of them, but they were superheroes in many ways because they seemed to somehow have this superpower to know what was going to happen, and their reactions were so quick and stop it or prevent it from getting a lot worse. Those children were safe in the arms of their dad. And sometimes we read of these great stories in the Bible of these people of great faith and stand in awe of them as well. These people in the Bible, however, were not gifted with a special superhero gift to live lives better. They were people who had real struggles, but yet they had a great example for them to follow in their reliance of their Heavenly Father. There are times in my life when I really have to admit that I have a lack of faith and trust in God. We all go through difficult times. We all at times wonder what God is doing and or why he's allowing things to happen. Having an unswerving faith and a trust in God is not always an easy thing to have, is it? This morning on the Father's Day, we're going to look at a dad in the Bible, Abraham, or Father Abraham, as some of you might remember in the Sunday school song. He had an amazing faith and trust in God. And in fact, on several occasions, we see his faith being put to the test so extremely and being shown in how he could choose his, how he chose to live his life and respond to different situations that he was in. There are periods in life where faith comes fairly easy. Life may be good. Things may be going smoothly. But it's when things get difficult that faith often is really put to the test. And it's during those times we show what our faith is made out of. Abraham is a great example to us of how to have faith in God through thick and thin. So we're going to look at his faith this morning. God came to Abraham and instructed him to leave his homeland and leave his family and go into a land which God would show him. That was Abraham's calling. His faith led him to follow God's calling. It's not always easy to trust in where God is calling, is it? Like Abraham, we have a calling from God. What made Abraham so special, however, wasn't that calling was that was a, the calling was a special one, but it was his response to the calling. He was comfortable where he was. He was with his family. He was where he was had always lived and where he was familiar. When he was called to leave that land, he was being asked by God to leave all that he had ever known and to leave where he was comfortable and trust God totally. This week I've been on my 5-year review. And on Wednesday morning, whilst it was dry for once, I decided to have a walk. Now, I'm not always good at walking off into places when I don't know where I am. And across the courtyard was a big wooden gate and it was slightly ajar. There was no sign to say that I couldn't go through it, so I did. I thought this was quite brave of me. I was a bit worried because it did look perhaps like I shouldn't be walking there, but I felt I was drawn to walk through this gate, so I did. And I went through the gate and I turned the corner and right before me appeared this big red old-fashioned London bus in the middle of this place. It was very random, but I thought, well, that's a nice surprise to see that. So I carried on the journey and I remember saying to myself, shall I turn back to more familiar ground? But I challenged myself to keep moving forward. I came to another fork in the path. I had to make a decision. One looked like a dead end, and so I went the other way. But then I passed this room that was full of men in it, or people. And it was big windows, you know, really obvious. And I remember saying, please, Lord, don't let me have to come back this way because it will be really embarrassing if I've got so far and actually I need to come back. I carried on the walking nevertheless, and then I realized I couldn't go any further and I had to go back past those windows. And I thought, as I'm passing, I'm thinking, What are you afraid of? Who cares if you've walked one way and then have to walk back the other way? What is the big deal? Because there was nowhere else to go for me. And then I remembered thinking how sometimes in life we do have to bear a bit of the uncomfortable as we follow God's call. Why do I fear it so much? That's what I found myself saying. Why was I fearing that so much? So I came back to where I started and I decided to keep walking on my go on my walk, but I went another way. And I'd found this newfound confidence, of course, you see. I was going to face these paths that I didn't know. And so I did. And the next part of the walk was so beautiful. It was a bit hard work at times, but it was so worth it that the next day I brought one of my friends along to walk along with me on this walk. Our response and subsequent experience to God's call is often a bit like that walk. We're nervous about stepping out into the unknown. We're afraid of failure, of looking a fool. Even on those times when it doesn't quite go the way we hope, we can still enjoy it. We can still see the big red bus and find some surprises on the way. But when we follow God, follow the call, my goodness, it is worth it. Abraham's calling on the surface, he wasn't sure about it, but he trusted that God would take care of him. For all of us, we daily need to ask ourselves, how are we going to respond to God's call? That call may be an invitation to follow Jesus, or it may then be to serve in a particular way in the kingdom of God. Our call in is more than just coming to Jesus and stepping out in faith. That faith should then lead us to want to be involved. And Abraham submitted to both of those calls. So today you have these callings from God. You have the calling to follow Jesus. But secondly, you've received a calling to serve. I wonder how you're doing with that calling. Where are you on it? Secondly, Abraham's enabled himself to trust God's promises. Those of you on Facebook will know that it daily picks up on the posts that you've put up in previous years on that day. It's called Your Memories. That's an original name, isn't it? And this week I was reminded of how 4 years ago my brother was involved in a really nasty accident out in the middle of nowhere in Kenya. Now, the driver drove over a pothole and the roads were over there were terrible. And the car rolled 3 times and slid along its side for about 60 foot before it came to a standstill. My brother said that as the car rolled, he was drifting in and out of consciousness and he thought he was a goner. And when it stopped, he realized he was still alive, but he found his legs hanging out of the windscreen and he was covered in blood, but not his. He turned to his colleague, Captain Moses, at the steering wheel and found him slumped over with a nasty gash on his head. And Richard thought then he was dead. But he shook him and thankfully he came to. So here they are in the middle of nowhere and the first car to pass was that of a doctor on his way to work, to his shift at the local hospital. He was able to check them over and take them to the hospital. The remarkable thing that apart from a few cuts and bruises and one broken finger, both of them are out of hospital the next day. And as a family, the words of Psalm 91 have been the assurance for all of us while they've been overseas. And nevermore was it believed and lived out and held in our hearts as it was on that day. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. He will cover you with His wings, with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. I believe Richard trusted the promise of God that day, and that He was his refuge and fortress, and he experienced that power of God. And similarly, Abraham had such a remarkable faith because he trusted in God's promises. He knew that God was faithful because God showed it to him all the time and provided the promised land that he spoke of and was faithful to his promise. God was faithful to bless Abraham with many descendants the way that God had promised. Abraham had no doubt that some way or other God would be faithful. We need to learn plainly that God is faithful to his promises. We can rest assured that God will be faithful when he says that he will not let us be tempted beyond what we can bear. We can rest assured that God will be faithful to his promise to send his son back for his people and his coming judgment on the world. We can rest assured that God is faithful to his promises to remove our sin as far as the east is from the west. We can rest assured that God is faithful to his promise to provide for us and take care of us. We can trust God's promises by faith. This past week, again, I was reminded of the promise in 1 Thessalonians 5 that says, "The one who called you is completely dependable, faithful. If he said it, he'll do it." What more is there to say? He's faithful. He's dependable. If he says it, he'll do it. How are you entrusting God's promises today? And then the final characteristic of Abraham's faith is that it led him to obedience in all things, even when he couldn't see. Abraham trusted God when he called him out of his homeland. He had no idea where he was headed or where the land that God would give him would be. Yet he trusted in God when he couldn't see where he's headed. He trusted in a God who he could not see. Abraham walked by faith and not by sight, a bit like my walk last week, I guess. You know, I've never seen the glory of God as Moses did. I've never seen the nail holes in Jesus' hands as Thomas did. I've never heard the voice of God and the Spirit descend on Jesus like the disciples did. And I've never had a heavenly vision like John did. I've never seen God, but I know he's there. I've never seen heaven, but I know it's there because I believe in it by faith. I have banked my entire earthly life on the fact that God's word is accurate. How can we believe something wholeheartedly that we cannot see? How could Abraham have such an incredible faith even when he could not see where God was leading him? Much of what we do it by faith. We've come to church and we live in the way that we do because we have faith that God's word is accurate and that God really exists. So if you have faith but don't live the life that God has called you to live, that's a pretty silly thing to do. Faith demands obedience even when we cannot see. Abraham's faith also led him to obedience in all things, even when he did not understand. One of the promises that God gave to Abraham was that he was going to give him a son, and through him would come many descendants. God blessed Abraham with a son named Isaac, but one day, of course, God came to Abraham and said, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, and offer him as a burnt offering to me." What? Really? What a hard test of faith for God to call someone to sacrifice their only child, isn't it? For Abraham, he showed that his love, faith, and obedience to God came even above a child whom he loved dearly. Oh, incidentally, God never calls us to do something that he wouldn't do. Remember, he did sacrifice his one and only son. The text doesn't tell us what all went through Abraham's mind, but I would assume that night was a tough night for him. I would bet he wrestled with doubts and questions, and I'm sure that he didn't exactly understand why God would do that. What profit would come from it? In Hebrews 11, it says that Abraham reasoned that God was going to raise him from the dead. Abraham had every intention of being obedient to God and sacrificing his son. So he got up and prepared to go. He didn't need all the answers to the questions. He didn't need to know the why. All he needed to know was that God said it, and that settled it. His faith was put to test and shown for what it really was. There are times in life when we don't understand everything, folks. The truth is that it doesn't matter if we understand. Our faith needs to come down to the fact that we may not understand, but we trust in God no matter what, because he is faithful. We go through trials and difficulties on many occasions during our lives and sometimes have a hard time understanding why. We are called to be faithful regardless of the external things that are taking place in life. Hard times in life or a lack of understanding the whys and the questions that we have is not a justification for unfaithfulness. It is our duty to be faithful all the time. And that faith that we have in God should motivate us to being obedient in everything. Abraham's faith led him to obey, not just for the first time, but for his entire life. He had a faith that persevered until the end. What an incredible example of faith. Wonder how's your faith doing today? How's my faith? How's your faith today? Abraham found his faithfulness to God, found that in his faithfulness to God, God was faithful to him. And so just in these moments of reflection, as we listen to a beautiful song that says, "He's always been faithful to me," I'm going to encourage you to remind yourself of God's faithfulness, actually, and to give thanks for it. But actually, you might be struggling with your faith this morning, and you need some of that infilling of the Holy Spirit, that other part of God, to help you. So here, we've got a place of prayer. If you want to get have this new experience of God, that he just fills you with his Spirit to help you to be more faithful. If you want to have these moments of reminding yourself of God's faithfulness to you, if you want to have moments of just saying thank you to him for his faithfulness and giving you the energy and the perseverance to keep going. How's your faith today? How's your faith in the one who is always faithful? Let's pray together. God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you that we stand in a long line of believers who have been faithful through the ages. You have been leading your people through trial and difficulty and always set before them hope for today and a hope for a better tomorrow. We pray that we too would know the faith which is filled with hope in things not seen. Give to us a faith like the grain of mustard seed, which had small beginnings but which yielded large results. Give to us the faith to move the mountains of difficulty which come to us, each of us. Give to us the faith that sees a distant goal and is willing to work to achieve it. Give to us a faith which is a vision of a new world where peace and love are at the center of people and of nations, and where war is no more. Give to us a faith such as Abraham's to move forward, not knowing our destination, but trusting in your guiding providence. Give to us a faith which is able to endure those moments of personal disquiet and to trust that you are with us. Give to us a faith which sees the welfare of humankind as our business, because it is the focus of your enduring love for your people. Give to us a faith which sees beyond the years to an eternal city. God, give us faith to walk with you through the ebb and flow and the victories and defeats of life, and to achieve victory and mastery of life. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast this week.
So you don't miss any further recordings, please subscribe to this podcast and also share and review it to help other people find and join our Birmingham Citadel online congregation.
This has been a production for Birmingham Citadel Salvation Army in the United Kingdom. If you'd like to know more about us or want to worship with us, then visit our webpage at birminghamcitadel.co.uk.